on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
Police have begun searching the River Wear amid growing concern for the welfare of a missing Durham University student from Nottingham. Ewan Coulthard, 19, was last seen in the city centre just after midnight on Wednesday after leaving a nightclub. The Deputy Prime Minister wants major changes to how the NHS deals with suicides. Nick Clegg will say later hospitals should follow the lead of the US city of Detroit, where staff training was improved and families of people considered at risk were offered places on educational programmes.
What I now am announcing today is an approach so that patients in mental health care trust that we move to zero suicides, that people are not taking their own lives. And it can be done. Too many people think that suicides are somehow unavoidable. They're not. They're preventable. We've now got to do that.
EU foreign ministers are to meet this afternoon to discuss the terror threat in Europe in the wake of recent attacks. Europe is on high alert after a failed terrorist plot in Belgium and a deadly attack in Paris in which gunmen killed 17 people. Alexander O'Neill has become the third housemate to leave the Celebrity Big Brother house unexpectedly. The soul singer quit the show after being given a formal warning for use of homophobic language during rows with celebrity blogger Perez Hilton. Manchester City will head to Chelsea next in the Premier League, with their manager warning they must not lose again. The Champions lost 2-0 to Arsenal yesterday, leaving them 5 points adrift of Jose Mourinho's table toppers. City boss Manuel Pellegrini says the clash at the end of the month will be huge.
I think that the game that we must play in Stamford Bridge is a very important game. We must close the gap against 2 points. I hope that we are going to recover the play in the way we are playing so far.
The weather today will see wintry showers with sunny intervals and light winds. Temperatures will peak at a chilly 3 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 9:30 exactly.